This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Lead poisoning from water in Flint, Michigan has drawn national attention. Thousands of residents there were exposed to high levels of the metal after officials switched water sources in a cost-cutting move. Here in Wisconsin, lead is also a concern. Almost 4,000 Wisconsin children under the age of 6 were found to have elevated blood lead levels in 2014, and lead from drinking water may be the cause. Bridget Bowden has more.
Hi. Hi. Last fall, Crystal Wozniak headed to the Grant family home in Green Bay. Armed with testing swabs and informational packets, she came to check the house for lead poisoning hazards. Wozniak started helping families identify lead after finding out her own son was poisoned back in 2013. At his 9-month checkup, his blood lead levels were more than 3 times the federal threshold.
So that's when I found out about it and was pretty shaken up at the fact that it was actually in my little 9-month-old system already.
Lead is not a naturally occurring contaminant in Wisconsin drinking water. It comes from plumbing like pipes, faucets, and solder, which wear down over time. When that happens, it causes lead to leach into the water. Wozniak heads to the basement where the family is thinking about setting up a playroom for its 2 young kids.
Let's do one of these pipes.
She rubs a testing swab against the pipe.
You can see the silver solder where they've been connected. And it appears to be turning pink already.
And pink means there's lead.
You know, most moms or families do want to protect their kids, and there's just so many people that don't know about this hidden hazard and how badly it affects young children.
Lead exposure can affect intelligence and lead to learning disabilities, developmental delays, and disruptive behavior in school. Some studies have even linked childhood exposure to a greater likelihood of violent crime in adulthood. Mark Edwards is a civil engineering professor at Virginia Tech and an expert on lead and water. He says this is not a new problem.
So we've known for 2,000 years that as long as water flows through lead pipe, you're going to pick up some lead in the drinking water, and even the Romans knew.
In fact, the word plumbing derives from the Latin word plumbum, which means lead. Lead pipes were banned in 1986, although up to January 2014, lead-free plumbing components like faucets could legally contain up to 8% lead. But people in more than 22,000 Wisconsin homes may still be consuming unsafe levels of lead in their water, according to an analysis of testing data done by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Fixing the problem is complicated and expensive. Ideally, the part of the pipe owned by the utility that leads into a home should be replaced along with the part owned by the homeowner. But Edwards says that's not required, and in many cases, utility companies will only replace their part of the pipe.
They do it because they like to tell people that, yeah, you might have lead in your water, but it's not our lead.
And this partial fix can even make the problem worse.
You're disrupting this half-century or century-old pipe, and lead rust and actual chunks of lead are falling off into the water.
That's why starting in 2001, Madison replaced all the lead pipes in its system, even the privately owned parts. Madison Water Utility water manager Joe Grandy says the program was the first of its kind and now serves as a model for other cities across the country.
I'm a strong advocate of getting the lead out and doing full lead service replacements. And I think other communities can learn from the way that Madison has done it.
Beyond Madison, though, there are still at least 176,000 lead service lines in Wisconsin, and probably many more. We'll have more on that tomorrow. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Bridget Bowden.
This series looking at lead in Wisconsin drinking water was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. For more information, visit wisconsinwatch.org.